وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a program to celebrate the children, and it's already been past the time that it says in the flyer, so I won't be very long. Inshallah, just a few points, maybe 10 to 15 minutes in length, just to share my appreciation for this day. First of all, let me express my gratitude and my gratefulness to both the Thaqalain services and the Wire team, and specifically Sheikh Mawlana Muhammad Hasnain for allowing me the honor of being part of such a beautiful program, alhamdulillah. For the children in the audience, my du'as are with you. Alhamdulillah, you have filled my heart with joy today, mashallah. This is the first time I've been to this program. It's the fourth year, I believe, that you've had this program, alhamdulillah. It's a beautiful program. Sometimes we, as children especially, our young kids might think that, is there really a benefit to all of this? That we recite a Quran that is not in our language sometimes, in Arabic that's very difficult, with a transition that maybe I don't understand. And I wanted to share a very quick story for the sake of my youngsters in the audience to understand the beauty of the Quran as you recite it, even if you don't quite understand the true meaning of the verses that you might be reciting. And the story is of a grandfather and a grandson. And those of you in the audience who are grandfathers, you may know, and you do know, that grandsons are very close to you. And to my youngsters, if you have a grandfather at home or in your family, you know how close you are to your grandfather. And the story goes that there is a grandfather and a grandson who are very close. The grandson does whatever the grandfather does as well. I mean, he dresses like his grandfather, he talks like his grandfather, walks and talks like his grandfather, everything like his grandfather. The grandfather had a very beautiful habit that one morning, every morning actually, he'd recite a certain passage from the Holy Quran. And one morning, the grandson comes down after waking up and he sees his grandfather at the table reciting the Quran in Arabic. They're not Arabs. And after he's done, the grandson says that, grandfather, do you know Arabic? He says, no, I know how to read it. I don't know how to recite it. He says, do you know exactly what you've just read? Can you translate for me what you've just read? He says, I myself don't know, but I can recite it from the Quran itself. So he asked the grandfather with a lot of courage, why do you recite this book in a language that perhaps you don't even know yourself? Now, he's a small 7-8-year-old child. Right? He could talk about the philosophy of the qira'at and recitation, but instead, he decides to teach him a lesson. And he takes him into the backyard. In the backyard, there's a basket, a wicker basket, with coal inside of it. Coal used for the barbecue or for the fireplace, black coal. And he says that, I want you to do me a favor. Now, take this basket, empty it out, go to the local river, and bring me back some water inside the basket. Now, grandfather says something, and he jumps, right? And the wicker basket, as you know, wicker in general, has holes all over it. So his grandson, with a lot of excitement, now empties the coal out, grabs the basket, sprints down to the river, fills up the basket, sprints back, and says, Dada, here is your water. And the basket is empty. All the holes, the water has spilled out. He says, there's no water in here. Go back, run a little bit faster and come back. So now he says, okay, let me grab the basket. He sprints to the river, fills up the basket, sprints back as fast as he can, says, Dada, here is your water. He says, no, there's no water in here. Look, try again. 3-4 times. After the fifth time, the child slams the basket down, says, Dada, you're making a fool out of me now. You know and I know this basket can't hold that water just yet. He says, you're right. He says, then why would you make me go to the river time and time again to get water in a basket that has holes in it? He says, you may not have water in the basket, but look at the state of the basket right now. The basket was black with soot from the coal. But now going to the river multiple times, the basket now is completely brand new, like it was when you first bought it. He says the Quran is no different. Yes, no doubt, maybe sometimes the true meaning of the verses might fall through the holes in our heart like water does to the basket. But you recite it enough times, the process by which it goes through the heart becomes brand new. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So as you get older in your life, don't disassociate yourself from the Quran. There's immense benefits in simple recitation of it. One of which is that it purifies the heart. Point number two, and my last point to the parents in the audience. First of all, I commend you for this commitment. It is a commitment, no doubt, to have your child part of this program. But as Hadith says, a child has two rights over you. One is a proper name, and the second is to teach them the Quran. And alhamdulillah, you have upheld that right of your child. But the reality is that as we enter the month of Ramadan, only a few days away, it's important that we take the next step in development of the Quran inside of our lives. The Holy Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has a very beautiful hadith, a very famous one. Talks about the people of the earth and the people of the sky, the Ahle or the Ahle Sama. You know, sometimes in Al-Mahdi, in the east of the city in Pickering, we take some of our youth camping. Every year we go and make this camping trip up north, 5 days, 4 nights, 75 plus youth, and we drive really 4 hours north of the city. And our main event of the camp every single night is our campfire. And once in a while during those campfires, between the jokes and the marshmallows and all this stuff, I ask the campers to look up to the sky and really take in the beauty of Allah's creation, because stars like that you can't see inside the city. And you'll be amazed to notice that these young campers, they're mesmerized by not just any stars, the brightest of the stars. The hadith says that there are those who are the Ahle Ard, the people of the earth, who look up to the sky and are, you know, magnetically attracted towards those stars that are the brightest. It's natural. But the hadith says, goes on to say that the Ahle Sama, the people of the heavens, equally look down on earth and see various homes and are drawn towards those homes that are the brightest of other homes. And it goes on to describe the Prophet that what adds to the brightness of the home is inside that home the Quran is not only recited, but it is a avenue of hukumat and government inside that Quran. I thought Jawadi Amalim, Allah protect him, is a very beautiful, simple advice for us when it comes to waiting for our imam. Besides many things you can do during the ghibat of the imam, he says one of them is that we know for certain that when the imam comes, establishes his government, his constitution will be the Quran. There's no doubt about that. He'll govern based on the principles in the Quran. He says one of the beautiful things that we can do as the muntazareen of this imam is that before he applies that constitution inside of society, we equally apply that within our homes as well. We need to make that Quran our own personal, at a family level, our constitution. If that means recitation, then so be it. If that means application and discussion of previous tribes and previous nations and previous prophets, then so be it. If that means learning from those who have made mistakes in the past, then so be it. The idea is it's not just about reciting the Quran, it's about application of it. This discussion on Nuzul, and I'll end with this. Discussion on Nuzul and revelation of the Quran. In the discussion on Ulum al-Quran, the Hawza, all of you know that the Quran refers to the Nuzul of the Quran in two different ways. One is Inzal, one is Tanzil. It openly says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We have revealed this Quran on the night of Qadr. Inzal is used. Another verse says, وَقُرْآنٌ فَرَقْنَاهُ لِتَقْرَأَهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُقْثٍ وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا. that we have revealed this Quran in phases, in degrees. So you could recite this amongst the masses, ala mukthin, slowly and deliberately, in phases, in degrees. Wa nazzalnahu tanzila. And we reveal this Quran in phases, in stages. One is tanzil, one is inzal. Inzal being that immediate revelation, tanzil being that gradual revelation. And one of the things that the ulama of ulum al-Quran talk about, why this Quran revealed in a tanzil fashion across 23 years, or some say 20 years, is because the Quran was not just meant to be recited, it was meant to be applied at a very gradual, monotonous level inside of our life. So yes, as we enter the Quran, the month of Ramadan, and we are sometimes, you know, we have this beautiful habit of one juz per day for 30 days. It's a great habit, no doubt. At the same time, as we recite those verses, let's examine a little bit of the hikmat and the wisdom behind a few verses, and learn to apply those verses inside of our homes, slowly but surely, at a tanzil level, such that it becomes inside of our four walls, our constitution. It's not just the idea of reciting a book that we don't know. It's about the idea of the application of that book. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to accept our qaleel efforts, inshallah. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bless the organizers, the ulama who are in charge of this program, inshallah. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to continue to motivate these beautiful children to not only be reciters of the Quran, but individuals who are governed and led by the Quran as well. And finally, Allah, we ask you to make us worthy and isqabil of the zuhur of Imam Zamana, inshallah, and make us and these beautiful children the ashab and the companions of that Imam, inshallah. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.